Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The weather across Israel is mostly sunny today, with temperatures rising comfortably in major cities such as Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a great day to be out and about. Meanwhile, the night promises to be warm and pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel's ambassador to the United States shared optimistic news earlier today. He believes a full peace agreement with Lebanon is possible within months. This comes after what he described as an excellent meeting with his Lebanese counterpart. That's according to Israel Hayom. Also, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke in Lebanon earlier today. He stated that the war continues and more work is needed to push back threats within the security zone. This report comes from Ynet. Also this hour, Benny Sabati, a senior researcher, warned of potential Iranian sleeper agents. He commented on what seemed to be a breakdown in negotiations between the United States and Iran. That report is from Mariv. Separately, the Iran ceasefire remains fragile as the IDF continues its operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed, while U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance heads to Pakistan for talks. This update comes from Forward. And finally, Israel Hayom reports that the Air Force completed its mission in Iran successfully. However, they question where the campaign may have fallen short, noting that nuclear knowledge in Iran remains a concern. From X, the latest. An online commentator highlighted the difficulty in understanding the Arab world's position on the current conflict. The account noted that varying perspectives create confusion. This was posted just minutes ago. Meanwhile, another user praised the current administration for its global liberal achievements, comparing them favorably to past efforts. This post appeared online just now. Lastly, an anti-Semitism group criticized a New York Times cartoon featuring a Holocaust survivor. The cartoon was seen as condemning Israel's actions in Gaza. This reaction was shared a short time ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ambassador's comments, Israel Hayom details that the talks in Washington were promising. The conversation signals a potential breakthrough in Israel-Lebanon relations. A peace agreement could transform regional dynamics significantly. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's remarks, Ynet explains that operations continue to secure Israel's northern border. The ongoing military actions aim to prevent further infiltrations and missile threats. This effort is crucial for the safety of Israeli civilians. Meanwhile, Mariv reports Benny Sabati's concerns about Iranian tactics. The possibility of sleeper agents poses a serious security risk for Israel and its allies. This highlights the complexity of the geopolitical landscape. In related news, the Forward highlights the delicate state of the Iran ceasefire, the continued IDF strikes in Lebanon, and the closed Strait of Hormuz strain, U.S. Dash, Iranian relations. A resolution here could either stabilize or further escalate tensions in the region. And finally, according to Israel Hayom, the Israeli Air Force's achievements in Iran are notable. Yet, the persistence of nuclear knowledge underscores ongoing challenges. This situation raises questions about long-term security for Israel and its neighbors. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reveals that Iran's delay in opening the Strait of Hormuz results from their inability to clear planted mines. This situation impacts global oil shipments and regional trade. Separately, CTEC covers a story about Upwind, a tech company in Israel. The company recognized the need for a broad platform to reach its full potential. This strategic shift is part of their Growth Plus project with Calculist. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that businesses in northern Israel continue to operate despite ongoing security threats. These companies display resilience, driven by a spirit of Zionism. That's your Israel 18 News update. For morning, we'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.